Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Trustee Lett, Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, apostles, to the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning. Good morning. God bless. Good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it on today. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from out of the muck and the miry clay. On this morning, as we come boldly before the throne of God, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory, giving him the thanks. For you see, it was he who touched you with his finger of life and love. Once again, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he did. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way, gave you the activity of all of your limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning, because of the love of our God. Oh, bless his holy name. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you this morning.
Good morning. God bless you on this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, but I come to you, to the honor who's the head of my life. I give you the honor, husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. Honor first lady and to you, and I give to Pastor Barbara Elect on it. Everyone at ADM, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for allowing us to see another brand new day. Another brand new day, God, that we never saw, oh God. But we just thank you for that. Out of all, God, we thank you, God, for just looking over us all night long and up to this point. You didn't let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, God. We thank you this morning, God. We realize this is another blessed day, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every minister that it is up once again, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them like never before, God. Continue to let them stay on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. Continue to let them cry out like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you for all things, God, in spite of all, God. Oh, God, we're looking towards the hill this morning. We have realizing all our help coming from above. Oh, God, how we thank you today, God. We thank you for being that mind regulator for us, getting that heart, Mr. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And lift the very youth that it is once more, God. They are so important to us, God. We pray, God, that you still can shield them and protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. send your legions of angels, O the Moshe, around them, God, everywhere they go in the mighty name of Jesus, into the school, on the playground, in their activities, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to just shield them and keep them close to your heart, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for every sick and shed in person this morning, God. We lift them up to you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to be that doctor for them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to heal in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you are a healer, God. If we just continue to stand on your word, Hadaboshe, God, by your stripes, we are healed, God, and use your wisdom in all things in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to pour out your wisdom to us, God, your understanding of God, your direction, your guidance in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up our family members up to you. We pray, God, that you continue to save, deliver, and set the captain free in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every mother that it is, the natural mother and the spiritual mother, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect the mothers in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to just to raise them up, God. God, and the way that you will have them in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, let us continue to lift our heads up, shoulders back, God. Continue to let us just press through. God, let us press through like never before, God. No matter what the circumstances is, God, let us continue to call on the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you just stretch us, God. Edible, mold us into what you have to be, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, if it takes us to keep on just staying on a pot of house, God, let us stay in a pot of house, God, so you continue to clean and shine us up, Edible, like never before, God. Oh, God, today we just lift up this nation to you, God, because we realize this nation that is longing for you, God, it truly needs you in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that they have every folk on the earth, God. We pray, God, that you begin to then shake like never before, God. Elevate, God, let's begin to call their names out, God. Let them hear your voice, he go to Moshe in these last and evil days, God. Let them know that you're God all by yourself. It's no other God, O Moshe, but Jesus Christ. Today, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God, for everything that you do for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, how about under the Moshe, God? Touch your minds today, God. Oh, today, out of Moshe, God. Let them see how to stand up instead of all the corrupted stuff. Let them look around and see your creation, God. The creation of the trees out of Moshe, God. Even the sun and the rain, the grass and the flowers, God. Oh, Moshe, God. You create all these things, God. Then, Moshe, God, we thank you for doing it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I asked you this morning, even in the high rise, God. Go into the high rise, oh, Moshe, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you strengthen them, God. I pray, God, that you encourage them along the way, God. Let them know of the change, God. It's all for the better sometime in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, let them know that you'll never leave them, nor forsake them. Just still right beside them, God. When everybody else done ran off and left them, and oh, let them know that you're there with them. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you this morning, God, touch every internet, every phone, laptop, on the heart of old shady heart, into this church, in a mighty way, God, it almost shunned the most, even the one heart of old shady heart, they have a stubborn wheel, break the stubborn wheel down, God, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, it almost shady heart, I pray this morning, it almost shunned the most shady heart. Somebody have a real hot temper, out of Moshe, and stiff neck this morning, God. I pray right now, the Moshe, God, that you start, I know the Moshe, break it all down in the mighty name of Jesus. And that, oh, God, we need you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, whatever in us is not like you, God, begin to burn it out with your spirit, God. Burn it out in the name of Jesus, oh, the Moshe, God. This morning we need you, God. Everybody stand on the Moshe, God. Whatever we are doing, God, Edible Shade, you know all things. We ask that you fix it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But first, we have to yield it to you, Rabbatana. Oh, God, we need you, little Moshe, God. Oh, well, God, this morning we pull down every stronghold that is inside of our tata. Pull it down in the name of Jesus, Rabbatana. Break every teak out of us. I know the boat, God. Yes, Lord, you are the change breaker. I know the boat. I know the boat, God. I ask that the boat in the name of Jesus this morning, God. I cry out for the backside out of the boat, God. I know you're married to the backside out of the God, I dare to eat the boat, speak back to God. Come back to your first love. Name of Jesus, he out of us. He's waiting there for you. Unthankful in the name of Jesus. We realize, God, there's nothing in the world that they had about some of the most. Same thing that you jerked us out, God, is still back to that little motion, God. We ask you, God, let us continue to run this race, little motion, God. Little motion, God, this morning, God. That's old Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Yet it's still. Yet it's still what little motion, God. Yet it's still the circumstances. My soul will say yes, little Moshe, God, you Lord. Whatever you want to do with me, God. Hey, little Moshe, it's all right. I'm crying out for souls this morning, little Moshe, God. Crying out for the one that's in the hospital, laying on the bed of the bed, little Moshe, God. Wish they could say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Wish they could repent, little Moshe, little Moshe, God. Oh, God, I pray, God. Hey, little Moshe, if you raise them off their bed, God. Let them begin to cry out and overshake you, God. In the name of Jesus, overshake. Let them know how their souls that is dead. Let them know how about that, overshake. You are calling each and every day, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, overshake, God. Oh, how we love you, Jesus, God. How we magnify your name, God. Your words are there about that, overshake, God. Be praised, God. Through the hurt and the pain, God, the disappointment, yet it's still your words to be praised, God. Whatever we're going through this morning, edible shit, God, edible son, thank you, Lord. Hey, yes, God, you are there with us. Edible son, edible shit, as we go through, God, he's going through with us in the name of Jesus. God, we this morning, God, we got to give you all the glory, everything within us, God. Let us continue to push us. Seems like there's no more to push. The devil is alive. There's more to come. In the name of Jesus, he says more to come. How about that? In the name of Jesus, oh God of emotion, God, we give you the glory, God, this morning. How about that? Hallelujah, hallelujah, God, about that, God. All these things we ask this morning, let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, God, but your will shall be done in the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Lord of all, shake God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord of all, shake God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit of the living God, come with me.
Yes,
of this corporate prayer. And our mother Jesus, come in the midst, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Come in the midst right now. Come in the midst. You take full control over the spirit of the living God. Do it right now. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. We adjure you. Come in the midst. In the name of Jesus. Pour out your anointing. Pour it out. Shake it out. Saturate. The atmosphere, glory, hallelujah, international, national, locally, Lord God, through your Holy Spirit, move right now, everything, fix it, Lord God, whatever needs fix, mend it, Lord God, whatever needs mend it, put back in the position, whatever needs putting back in the position. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
bring
Lord.
Everything, Holy Spirit, into
yes,
alignment that
name
needs to
Jesus.
Be in alignment.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
The name
mind,
of
thoughts,
yes,
heart,
Lord.
Do it right
yes.
now.
In
healings,
the name of Jesus. Oh,
miracles, signs, and
yes,
wonders.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Holy
Jesus.
Spirit, noble Son, of the
yes,
living God.
Lord.
Have your way right now.
Yes,
touch
Lord
right
Jesus.
Now.
Yes,
if
Lord.
Only you could touch and make whole
the
Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
Of the living
Not
God.
God. Lord.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
We need your Holy Spirit. Come
yes,
in
Lord.
And see
Lord.
The
Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Lord.
Yes,
yes,
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We feel
you're
in here. You're in here. Everything on the screen that you brought down from heaven, from the Father, through the Son Jesus Christ, through His blood. Oh, glory,
hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Holy
you,
Spirit.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For coming.
Thank you, Lord.
To be
yes,
about
yes, Lord.
Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We saturate
yes,
the atmosphere
Lord.
With your anointing
yes.
right
yes.
now.
Oh,
over
yes,
every
circumstance. In the name of
every,
Jesus.
Almost, every situation.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Oh,
of the living God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes,
right
we do, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord. Yes, we do. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Holy
Spirit, sweet Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, how you love us. And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we do,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit,
yes.
My
God.
God.
Yes,
have
yes.
Your way.
Have your way,
way
Lord.
Right
have your way, Lord.
You know,
oh, say God. Have your way.
And the way. Have your way,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Of our lives.
Yes,
tomorrow.
Lord.
And we
yes,
thank you.
Lord.
For
thank
what
you,
we
Lord.
Need.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, for this
yes.
day, this
yes,
new
Lord.
Day,
yes,
Holy Spirit,
yes.
we ask you just to do
yes.
a new thing in us right now. In
yes,
the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
In
the
name
of Jesus.
Yes,
so we
Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And we glorify you.
Yes, we do, Lord.
Right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Right now, as you
yes.
attend to us.
Yes,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
We appreciate you. As
yes,
we receive
Lord.
You right now. To
yes,
work
Lord.
It all out.
We'll say,
for
yes,
our
Lord.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord,
Lord.
Jesus.
We'll say,
Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord
Jesus. Have
yes,
your way. Have
yes,
your way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, as we move on, amen, praise God. I see on the marquee it say, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
And we'd like to give a shout out today, amen, to our own ADM First Lady, Lakeisha Spencer.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
First Lady. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And now, amen. Praise God. We're going to have our own Deacon Joe Jackson come in the midst and share the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ, his word, with us on this morning. I give to you, Deacon Joe Jackson. Good morning, Deacon.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. Amen. And families and friends. My God, I think we're having a little technical issue with Brother Deacon Joe. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You know what, Pastor Smith? I just thank God and I give honor to Christ and who the head of our life. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I give joy when I think about what he done for us and where he done brought us and where he is taking us. Amen. I give joy. I give joy. Amen. It's just a beautiful thing. My God, I'm on it. Let me just float that statement up in the air just for a second. Then I'm going to come back and grab that statement. I give joy when I think about what God done for us, what he done for us, what he's doing for us, what he's on his way is doing. I'm going to float that up in the air for a little bit, then I'm going to come back and pop that balloon, amen, because it is a beautiful thing, family, friend, all over the world. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for each and every one of you. Most of all, I thank God for you just taking control and taking your life very serious and say, you know what? My God, I cannot do this by myself. That's why I got to get up in the morning to pray. Yeah. That's why I got to get up in the morning to just get around some strong believers. I need to get up in the morning to just get myself centered with the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. I need to get myself centered. Amen. And I just give my hats off to each and every one of you that is getting their self centered so they can keep continue to walk every day in this life. Amen. You got to understand something, saints of God. It's much more to the spiritual realm. Amen. The spiritual realm is also helping your natural realm. It's also bringing forth the natural manifestation that things that are going to happen into your life. You could choose this day if you want to be blessed or if you want to be cursed. You could choose this day if you're going to walk in the favor of God or you walk in the judgment of God. It's your choice. Amen. It's your choice. My God, nobody else cannot choose it for you. You could choose it for yourself. But I just challenge you to make sure you choose the favor of God. Make sure you choose the blessings of God, because I know that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and also addeth no sorrow. I got a question this morning, my God, that the Lord been asking all week. My God, he's been getting us already all week. He's been sharing things with us all week. You know, sometimes I go to weeping about this gift. You know, I got, you know, so much that God got me, allowed me to be responsible for. Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson, you know, sometimes, you know, the people don't understand, you know, sometimes they be wanting the gift. They want this and want that. And sometimes I just go to weeping. I just go to weeping, you know, because of the gift, amen, because you can see things other people don't see. You know things that other ones don't know, amen, and what makes me weep, you know, because we as saints of God, we don't got into the, how can I put this, and how can I just put this statement in its proper order. We don't got to this place to where we don't heard it, we don't seen it, we don't heard the preaching. We don't heard the scriptures. We don't heard warnings. We don't seen it. We've seen the ups. We've seen the downfalls of leadership. We've seen the used. We've seen the bad. We've seen the good. We've seen it all. And we don't got in this place to where I know I need God, but I don't have to take it seriously. You know that I need the word of God, but I don't have to apply it every day. I can still apply my own steps. I can play my own way. things, amen? And the gifts just make you weep because at the end of the day, I could see a hole ahead of you, and you could tell me, say, man, I crossed over that hole so many times. I could do this. And this is where we get trapped that has saints of God, at peace with peoples of God. We don't hear warnings. We don't hear different things, my God, that God is trying to get us to a blessed place. Yeah, you might cross over that hole 100 different times, but it just so happened this time that this hole that you've been crossing over, it doesn't have no bridge. It's a hole in the bridge. You don't see it. Amen? But God sure, God put people in the path that can help you to get you to your tomorrow. But we get into this place, and sometimes we get in the place to where we're just stubborn. You know, our walk is stubborn. The way we think is stubborn. We think we got it going on. We think we know. Then we hit this hole. And now you're like, man, I don't cross over this hole by 100 different times, and now all of a sudden this hole don't give up on me. Amen? That's the thing that the Lord is trying to share. I'm hoping I can make this clear to you all today. That's the thing that the Lord is sharing when he says that the enemy is on your trail. The enemy is on your trail. Amen? The enemy is trying to get up on some of your trail and get up on some of your path to slow you down. Amen? He understands the one thing about the enemy, the Bible called him slick and cunning. So a cunning individual is a very crafty individual. It's a very smart individual. That's an individual that always tries to stay ahead of you. He don't need you ahead of him, because if you're ahead of a cons man, you'll understand the scheming and the tricks that a con man is doing. If you're ahead of the con man need to be ahead of you. Watch this. But he needs to be ahead of you in your mind. That's how a con man gets you. He need to manipulate your mind and be ahead of you in your mind so he could set a trap to grab you. You know, he got to make you think that it's something that you need. He need to make you think that it's something that you could benefit from. That's a con man. That's a sneaking con man individuals do. Amen? He make you think that, hey, my God, you got it. You got this. You don't need this. You got this. You're doing this right. That's the slickening captives of the enemy. You could be walking a path, you could be going a certain direction for years, years after years after years. And that this, the path that you've been walking on, my God, everything's been good, fine. Everything been good, and everything has been fine. The councilman see that. He studies your every move. He studies how to get you. He studies what your needs. He want to know what your wants. What is your desire? What is your weakness? The councilman, a great councilman, and study everything about you, because it needs to use things about you to manipulate you, to get his wants, to get his desire. Amen? And now God been on King Dennis and say, hey, you need to change your direction. Go here. Go there. Go there. Now you look at it. I've been going down this direction. Now I don't even have to go down this direction. Because what you don't see, the enemy got a trap for you. The enemy is waiting to devour you. The enemy is waiting to ambush you. Amen? The enemy is waiting. We don't need to get locked in so much of our ways or get locked in so much different things to where we cannot see or hear God is trying to redirect us. Because if we don't, we're going to be devoured. We're going to get devoured. Amen? Get out of our ways. Let's get out of these different things so we can reach into our blessed place. Amen? So we can go into our blessed place. Let's give the enemy back his stuff. That way we can get him off our trail. Because the more you carry stuff, the heavier you are. You have to be light as a feather to get some distance between you and the enemy. What are you saying, Pastor? You got to strip everything. You got to strip the ways. You got to strip the devil mess. You got to strip the different things that it ain't right for you, ain't healthy for you. You got to strip different things before you can get light as a feather. And as you begin to engage in prayer and continue to engage in God, now your spirit begins to be light as a feather, and now you can get some distance between you and the adversary. Because when the adversary is on your trail, thanks to God, you don't know what's going to happen. That's why I'm telling folks, and I'm crying out, listen, my God, don't think things that you do is secret. No, it's no secret. You know, you probably don't see, man might not see you, but it ain't the man's eye who you need to worry about. It ain't the man that you need to worry about. It's the spirit that you need to worry about. And guess what? My God, the Spirit knows everything about you. It knows your secret place. It knows your hiding place. It knows your walking place. And my God, now watch this. The con man going to come back and say, you know what? God understands that you got some problems. He understands that you got little issues. He knows that you're a work in progress. You know, you're a work in progress. You just need to keep doing what you're doing until the Lord help you, until the Lord do what you got to do with you. That's that same con man mentality was in the, my God, in the garden with Adam and Eve. That's that same con man that convinced Eve that, my God Almighty, things that she could do, it ain't going to bother her. Try to give her a product, amen? You cannot be convinced of the con man. You got to be ahead of the con man. And if the con man is ahead of you, you got to be sure he's going to try to manipulate you. He's going to poison you. He's going to do everything that he can do to get you. Now, I'm challenging. Last week, I've been seeking God because I know every time we get into revival, we get into a different place, God, what you want me to do, different things, what you want me to do. Last week, I'm going to be challenging the body of Christ. We're going to be in prayer like never before. My God, going to be in fasting. I want to help you to get some distance between you and the adversary. But one thing that I need you to do, my God Almighty, we're going to have to back off. What you mean by backing off? We're going to have to this month of July, this is going to be setting off. We're going to set off some independence. We're going to set off some fireworks in our life. What do you mean? I'm going to go through some changes. Amen. You need to go through some changes. Pastor could go through some changes. And we're going to go through some changes for the better. Some of us, we need to go through a change, my God Almighty, with our attitude. Some of us, we need to go through a change to get this alcohol, this cigarette, get this mess out of our life. Some of us, we need to go through a change, my God, the stand humble. My God, some of us need to go through a change of submitting. Amen. Some of us need to go through a change of being faithful. Amen. Some of us need to go through these changes for the better, because this is the way that you're going to begin to face your mountain. This is the way you're going to begin to get some distance between you and the adversary. So I'm going to challenge everybody in the body of Christ for the whole month of July all the way into our revival, that you begin to kick. Oh my God, the Holy Ghost just quickened me. He said, don't forget about this eating and different things individuals eating that they're not supposed to be eating. Amen. Some of you are going to go through a change with your diet. Amen. Different things that you're supposed to be eating. Some of our bodies are reacting not because the adversary is beating us. No, it's the stuff that we are eating. You got to understand something. The body got to come in alignment, my God, with good health on this earth as well. You can quote all the scriptures you want. You can quote all kinds of scriptures, but you up there sitting up there eating a honey bun, and you know you don't supposed to be eating a honey bun because your sugars is already crazy all over the place. But you up there praying, shine on a roll, shine, got your honey bun, and put it in the microwave, warmed it up a little bit. Now you get it. Your levels all kind of place. Now you got lightheadedness and all this. Now you want to rebuke the devil. Lord, I'm saying so, God, we're going to get out of this place, my God, on focus on the adversary. We're going to get in a place taking off the stuff for the adversary as he want to come up behind us. We're going to give him something to come up by. We're going to give him something he could take with him. We're going to give him something, because we shall live and not die and declare the works of the living God. Is anybody this morning ready to live? Is anybody this morning just choosing, my God, that I'm going to live? My finances is going to live. My body is going to live. My health is going to live. My mind is going to live. I refuse to die. I refuse to not die. My emotions is going to live. My confidence is going to live. I refuse to die to depression. I refuse to die to being hard-headed. I refuse to die to the different things that the enemy is trying to bring up into my life. Are you going to choose life this morning? Are you going to choose, my God, perfect peace this morning? Are you going to choose the things of God? Are you ready to go ahead and give the enemy back his junk? Are you ready to to kick these different addictions, kick these different habits. I'm looking for every addict. I'm looking for every addiction. I want to deal with it this month. We're going to go into the spirit. We're going to snatch you back. Are you ready? But Pastor needs you to do something. You're going to have to fight. We don't need to be fighting for you, and you're not fighting for yourself. We don't want to be on your team and fighting for you, but yet you're not fighting for yourself. I need you to fight for yourself, because the enemy want to take some of you out of here. He want to take some of you out of here. What do you mean? He don't want you to live here no more. He's tired of you. He's tired of you. My God, you was hanging out with him. You used to roll with him. You used to be his partner. You used to be his friend. You used to be his road dog. You used to talk to him. You used to go and drink with him. You used to go and smoke with him. You used to just sit up there and have pity parties with him. But something that came into your life that is called the joy of the Lord is my strength. I feel my help right there. Is my strength, and the joy of the Lord that came into your life. You begin to say, I'm making up your mind. I'm ready to walk right. I'm ready to serve God right. And now the enemy is mad at you because he don't have his role partner no more. He don't have his heart. He don't have his children no more. At the end of the day, the enemy can say what he want to say and do what he want to say, but we going to choose life and life more in abundantly. Are you going to choose life this morning? Say, so God, I'm going to challenge you all. Let's get ready, because I want to help you to get to this place. I want to help you to get to a place to where you constantly choose your life. You don't go through this teeter-totter thing no more. I want to help you to get to that place. I want you to get to that place where God is taking you. I want you to get ready. I want you to get your minds together. I want you to get your spirit together. I want you to get it. One thing about it, Lee, we have assignment. I can't get this other stuff that other folks be doing. I just can't get it, because at the end of the day, I don't care about anything else. I care about you getting in the rightful place with the Lord. I care about you getting in the rightful, the abiding place where God can provide his blessings upon you. I care about you living the fullness of your life. You living the fullness of the life. That's that con man talking. Well, it ain't your time yet. You ain't going to go. It ain't your time yet. Baby, you can choose. The Bible tells me I choose life and death. It's my choice of my choosing. And if I choose life, other words, I'm choosing the different things that are going to keep me here. I'm choosing the things that are going to keep me here alone. That's that con man wants you to be reckless. He don't want you to walk in wisdom. He wants you to be reckless. Because nobody ain't going to sit here and tell me that, hey, no, baby, if you're going to do some crazy stuff that go against the odds of law, you could surely perish. Amen? If you decide to jump off a 30-story building and think, you say, well, as soon as I hit the ground, I'm going to live. I might not be, I'll be all broken up, but I'm going to still live. Even Jesus understood that. And when they was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil came and tempted him. And the devil told him to cast yourself down and call forth the angel. The angel go, and then Jesus turned around, looked at Satan. He said, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Don't allow that con man to get you into a place where you tempt them God. Tomorrow is not promised to none of us. Amen. Today, this next couple of hours that is going to hit is not promised to us. I know that's the old time stuff. They just say, well, you know what? You know, God, you know, must be in your time. Baby, you think it's been a lot of these young babies around your time that they down the age of 15, down the age of 20, they ain't haven't seen life. You going to sit here and tell me that it was their time? And they fulfill their purpose, they fulfill their life here on earth. You want to tell me that it was their time? That's why God called them home. God ain't calling them all home. You can choose life. And the spirit realm also help you to choose life. And the doctor said, listen, daughter, you can live and you can be able to live, but you got to get away from the salt. Your body is acting up. So what you're going to do, you're going to continue to eat the salt. You're going to continue to eat the sugar. And you're going to say, well, it ain't my time. As long as it ain't my time, I can eat what I want to eat in the doctor. Maybe you can rush your time. You can rush your time. You don't have to fulfill your full time here on earth. It's your choice if you want to fulfill that. My spirit irritates when I hear that now, when people say, well, You know, it ain't my time. No, my spirit, I know. And I get fearful of some things because I know. The word of God says tomorrow ain't promised to none of us. Mm-hmm. So therefore, anything can happen. It's just by the grace of God, because we in alignment with him, and because we in alignment with him, the grace, the blood of God keep us sealed. But once we step outside of that grace and we step outside of that blood, you can surely leave here. Don't let the con man to convince you that everything will be all right. Only thing going to be all right we walk is holiness. It's holiness. That's the only thing going to make sure we be all right. It's living a life that is pleasing to the Lord. Holiness without, y'all know the scripture, holiness. So saints of God, I want you to choose life. I want a lot of you to live. I want you to live. So therefore, we're going to begin to put some things in place starting next week, Monday. We're going to engage into the Holy Ghost. I want to get into prayer, take you deeper into prayer. I want to get you to the place, but I need you to choose life. I need you to choose life. Don't waste my time. Don't waste the Lord's time. Don't waste the Holy Ghost time. If you want to keep slipping and dipping and think God don't know this stuff, if you want to keep doing what you want to do, if you don't want to change your ways, you don't want to change your attitude, you don't want to begin to submit, don't come. If you don't want to begin to say, you know what, I need to get a better discipline, better structure for my diet before I can live, don't come. If you made up in your mind that, you know what, I'm ready. I'm just having a hard time to kick some things. I'm having a hard time to deal with. I want you. I want the ones that are having a struggle, but they're ready. I want you to come in with me. Come into prayer. Come into fasting. Come into consecration. I'm having a problem, but I'm ready. I'm ready. Because I want you to choose life. I don't want this con man to keep convincing you and he stay up on your trail that everything is going to be all right. It's not. It's not. The devil is a liar. Only thing God has promised us here on earth, he promised us that we will spend eternity somewhere. That's the only promise we got for here, of transition here on earth. He promised us that we will have eternity somewhere. For our life, where we're going to have, for our promise for everlasting life, he promised us that. Heaven or hell? He didn't promise us that we would spend eternity here on earth. He didn't promise us that we would spend a full amount of time. We'll be able to live to 80, 90, 100 years old. He did not promise us that. That's our best years. It's your choice if you enter into that. It's your decision that you make here if you're going to enter into full life. I want you to choose life. We don't come here to pray. Pastor Smith don't get up in the morning to waste his time to just come in and pray and engage into prayer. Maybe your life depends on it. This is much more than just saying, you know what, y'all, I'm saved. No, baby, that's much more than just saying I'm saved. My God, I don't need to be saved to get up here at 7 o'clock every morning to pray. I don't need to be just saved. I don't need to be saved to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to commune with God. No, baby, I don't need that. The Bible tells me that if I confess with my heart, my God, that he died on the cross and accept him as my personal Savior, I shall be saved. I come up in the morning because my life depends on it. I come up in the morning that I'm not taking life for granted. I'm not taking God for granted. I'm staying ahead of the ever. I'm coming up this morning because I want my life to be blessed more than abundantly. I'm coming up this morning. I don't know what goes on in my body, but God knows it goes on. And by the time I get to the doctor says, I seen this, I seen that. But guess what? I don't know what happened, but you heal. You heal. It's all well. It's all well. I don't know what's going to happen. So I come and commune with the Lord and let my Lord, let my steps of a good man be all by the Lord. God bless you, better you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Praise God. And that's it in a nutshell. Amen. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve and where you're going to lay down your life. Lay it down for Christ. Well, come on back tomorrow morning. Praise God. Well, we can't continue the celebration of the Lord. God bless you. and may heaven smile upon you on today. Have a God-blessed day.